Blog Talk Radio.
Well, praise the Lord, everybody. He has risen.
He has risen.
Amen. Welcome to another episode of the Preacher and the Miracle Man show here on this Monday, April 22nd of 2019. And I'm your host for this evening, the Miracle Man. And so glad you could join tonight, wherever you may be, however you may be, whatever device you may be using to access the show, whether it be an iPhone, an Android, or a iPad, or one of those other tablets, like those Samsungs and what have you else, or one of those foldable phones that are going to be coming out. Those aren't out yet, but those foldable phones, Rachel, are supposed to be like $2,000. Did you hear about that?
No way.
They're coming out. We're going to come out with these foldable phones.
Really?
But they're going to cost so much money. I don't know who would pay $2,000 just for something that's going to fold. The other one had that rollaway keyboard. The old flip phones did. Remember those?
Yeah.
Yeah, when we were younger, they had those.
Oh, I remember.
Yep, those rollaway keyboards. So I wonder what these are going to be like. It's hard to tell. I'll have to see when they come out, but it's hard for me to tell exactly what those would be like. Regardless of what device you're using, the good thing is that you've joined this program. And if you're on here, just listening to this program, and if you think, oh, I connected by accident, it's not an accident that you connected. If you connected to this program at all, it was meant to be, because God's got stuff for you. And speaking of God, yesterday was Easter, and so I'm going to let you in on some of that, what I was up to this weekend, in just a minute. I'm going to let you know, though. It is beautiful outside here in the state of Michigan. Midland, where I'm at, where I'm based, hit 78 today. Other stations, towns all around the state, many places have also been in the 70s, ranging between like 70 and high 70s. I don't know. There might have been a few spots that hit the ubiquitous 80. It's greening up outside as a result, so safe to say you can put away the winter stuff. Thank you, Jesus. For a while, it seemed like winter was just going to drag on and 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 on. But luckily, it didn't. And you know, folks, how Jesus arrested death, you know, when he died and was rose again on the cross. You know what I wish? I wish Old Man Winter could have been arrested also. I really do, because other than at Christmas time, I don't want to see the snow. I really don't. Unless I'm going to slut or something. Other than that, unless it's Christmas time, I don't want to see it. Don't want to see that cold weather either. I am a warm weather guy. Big time. I really am. So today was very nice. And how about Easter? My church, we had great messages yesterday. Last night we received Holy Communion. The pastor talked yesterday morning about the day we live in, but he made it be about Easter. Yeah. And about how we can choose whether we go to heaven or hell. We got to live right in order to make heaven. And yesterday morning, attendance was, from what I heard slash seen, was about the most I can remember seeing it on Easter. So that was good to see. It was packed, but it wasn't like at a few churches I've heard of before, like where they had people out in the foyers, but like where the foyers were full, hallways were full, other facilities were full, people were outside and couldn't get in the building. We didn't quite have that. But it was still pretty full. But, still great services nonetheless. And then Friday night, up at my uncle's church up in Cadillac area, I was told that I brought the house down with my rendition of Lead Me to the Cross. And I'm not big on this, that huge pride thing and personal pride, because pride comes before the fall. But I was happy about how good I did. And it seemed like the people there really liked it. In fact, my uncle, before he started to do what he was going to do next, he had to pause for a moment there because the power of God was just so strong. Because after the song, I was done singing, my mom helped me back to my seat. I sat down thinking, okay, hopefully I'll start right now. Now that I was seated, I was thinking maybe he was waiting for me to be seated. But it's like, man, the power of God. And so that made me feel real good, because that's one way that I can tell that I'm anointed. And I was praying to God about it, practicing, so I could do my best at it. Praise God. But the cross, let me tell you something, folks. Jesus is not on the cross anymore. Jesus is not in that tomb anymore.
Hey,
Jesus is not, is risen. He's risen. As it said, we're going to find out in a little bit when I open up to Mark chapter 16. We're going to find out. It says he is not here. He has risen. And the Mark 16 version is kind of short, so I have the Luke 24 version, so I'll read that as well. So I can do the best at explaining to you folks as to what happened. I really want to do a good job by you folks in explaining what happened. Explaining what that does for us and all that. So it's going to be good. Now, with it being Easter time, okay, Easter came and went. Yesterday was Easter Day. I thought I mentioned maybe what some of my favorite Easter candies are. No, my favorite Easter candy is not Peeps. Peeps is quite a ways down the list. Miracle Man, why don't you like Peeps? I didn't say I don't like Peeps. Peeps just aren't my favorite. But what I like is like different kinds of jelly beans, especially the Krispy Kreme jelly beans. Found out about them last year. Someone told me about them. Did some great things about them. Tried them for the first time. They were just so awesome. And they are. I love them. I really enjoy them. Also, I like peanut butter, like the Easter egg shaped Reese's. And they had a peanut butter bunny. That would be right up my alley. I've had some pretty good Cadbury's before. And other stuff like that. And then that ham. Oh, Lord, have mercy, that ham. Those Easter hams that I've had before on Easter Sunday, like at Easter lunch or later on at dinner time. That's some really good ham. It's that nice and salty taste. Sometimes it's also kind of sweet. And with the potatoes, especially if it's cheesy potatoes, man, oh, man, oh, man, oh, man. You're eating good in the neighborhood. And, yes, I stole that from Applebee's. Okay, I did not steal it from Applebee's. I came up with that myself. Eating good in the neighborhood. But you can be eating good in the neighborhood when you go through a McDonald's, like the McDonald's I'm at right now at 4925 Eastman Avenue here in Midland. We're about a mile and a half south of the mall. And right near the corner of Eastman and Saginaw. Just north of it, north of Saginaw Road here on Eastman Avenue. You can be eating good in the neighborhood when you get a sandwich like a McChicken or a quarter pounder with cheese or a McDouble or a large fry, any size fry really, but a fry, milkshake, a lot of different things. I just wish they would up their milkshake selection choices a lot. Burger King has more milkshakes than McDonald's. Burger King does. Not supposed to be that way. And Wendy's has the Frosties, which are pretty good, but they only have two flavors of those. So at least McDonald's does them beat. And yes, I get it. McDonald's is not a Sonic. It's not a Steak and Shake. So it shouldn't exactly have to be like one of those. Or other different places that have so many shakes, like Dairy Queen, Cookout down in the southern U.S., and others. But Rachel, I think three... only three flavors for shakes is a bit lame. Don't you, Rachel?
Oh, yeah.
I would say fix it now. I was trying to sound like someone out of Texas. Yeah. Or he was out of somewhere. And I'm not meaning this at all to start any kind of political debate or anything like that, but some guy several years ago, there was a clip of him yelling, secure the border now. And I don't know who it was, whether it was someone from the House or the Senate or what, but he was yelling that. He had a southern accent. And that's how I feel about McDonald's and the state and the shake selection. Increase the shake selection now. Doesn't that sound like a Texas accent the way I did that?
Yeah.
They should. They should, you know, have a peanut butter shake, maybe an Oreo shake. Something a little bit different than what Burger King has, I think. Yes, Burger King has some good things, but not the same as a McDonald's. As for whether Sonic's Steak and Shake, Cookout, and some of those others are better than McDonald's, I'm just going to keep a real tight lip on that. Well, here McDonald's might be the best, but in those other places, I'm going to keep my mouth shut. Because those places, Sonic, Steak and Shake, I went to a Cookout for the first time back in October down in Tennessee, and it was awfully good. Awfully good food for the price you paid. And you got a shake with it. Oh, yeah. That's some good eating in some of them places. Oh, and Chick-fil-A. Oh, yeah, Chick-fil-A. You told me Zaxby's was still better, but I'm not going to say I don't believe you. I'm just going to say I think it's really close. In my mind, it's really, really close between Chick-fil-A and Zaxby's, because the one Zaxby's I was in was down there in Chattanooga, Tennessee, back in on the 4th of July, 2014, so almost 5 years ago. Some of you might be thinking, well, Miracle Man, what did you think of Church's Chicken? Pretty good, but I have had some better chicken at places like Popeyes. Possibly KFC might have been better, or it might have been the same. I forget. I haven't been to Church's since 2010, so your taste buds can kind of change in 9 years, so I'll have to go back. Let's see. But well, let me just check the clock. All right. Listeners, I want you to tell someone you know about this great radio program. And I always take a minute to try to explain to you folks how you can tell people. Those of you veterans who have been listening for a long time, the last almost 21 months, on Thursday, it'll be exactly 21 months that we've been running this show. And I thank God for that. Thank God for that. I really do. And just makes me feel really good. Praise God. Amen. But those of you who have been with me for a while, you can just bear with me for just a quick minute. I'm going to make it real quick this time so I can get into the word as soon as possible. So, those of you who are new, or you want a refresher, here's what you can do about how to tell them how they can be a part of the show. You can tell them. They can go to blogtalkradio.com. Once again, that website is blogtalkradio.com, all one word. Once you get on the website, you will see a search bar. In that search bar, you will type in Upfront Entertainment. Okay? After you type in Upfront Entertainment, you will see a button. Now, this button says the links. You click on it, there will be a link that says Live and Large. If you click on the link that says Live and Large, you'll see a button that says Miracle Man. Go ahead and click that Miracle Man button. Then you'll see a button, a follow button. We want you to hit that follow button, and here's why. Once you hit the follow button, you're going to start getting notified as we get ready to do our shows. So, example, tomorrow night at 6:30, we're going to do our next show. And then Wednesday night, 6:30 will be our next show. After that, we run these Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. And then we run pretty close to 8 o'clock. I try to run it. We always start at 6:30. And generally I'll get done somewhere between 10 to 8 or so and 8 o'clock. Some nights, at least once a week, were literally like 20 seconds from 8 o'clock once I sign off. So, generally about an hour and 20 to an hour and 30 minutes. And generally, we have some fun stuff. We'll talk about food or other fun stuff that's going on, what Miracle Man, what I've been up to. And then we delve into the Word for a little while. And then after that, at the end, we discuss sports. And I got kind of a big sports schedule to get to tonight. So it's going to why I'm trying to just keep going along. And I also, and I want to let you know, it's always a smart thing to listen to this program on your smartphone. Always a smart idea to listen on your smartphone. Always. And then real quick, we have a telephone number that you can call in to be a part of this great radio program. You're able to talk to the Miracle Man about generally anything you want to talk about, as long as it's not political. We can talk about the Bible. We can talk about, you know, maybe some of your favorite Easter candies or whatever other food stuff you want to talk about. Generally, like I said, anything as long as it's not political. You can give me your sports predictions, whatever you have. If you want to bring up a certain sports topic that maybe I didn't talk about, we can do that too. You ask me, and we can discuss. And if you want to thank me for something, if you would like to criticize me, I'm open to your criticism. I'm open to your feedback, because your feedback can help me with the show, listeners. It really can. So it's always great when we have feedback. Now, the number to call in to talk to me, the Miracle Man, is area code 215-383-3810. Once again, that number is area code 215-383-3810. Listen for the prompts. Go ahead and press 1. When you hear the prompt that says to call into a live show, press 1. You'll be taken through a call screener. Then my assistant will answer the phone. She'll let me know we have a caller, and I'll say okay, and then I'm going to let you on the air, and we can discuss whatever you'd like to discuss. Amen? Amen. Now, we're going to pray. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you. I thank you, Lord Jesus, so much for the show. I thank you for all of these listeners from wherever they are, whether they live right near this McDonald's or elsewhere in Midland or in Michigan, around America, or around the world. Thank you, Lord God, for all of these listeners who are listening to the show. Near and far, I thank you that you're blessing them as I bless them. And I just thank you that these listeners are here tonight with the heart ready to receive what you have for them as we open up the Word of God to discover about your resurrection and what happened. and thank you that they have. Heart's ready to receive, mind's ready to understand this word that we're about to delve into. And Lord, I thank you that you use me tonight as an oracle. Thank you that you always strengthen my voice and that you're just working on the inside of me. And I give you permission, Lord God, to interrupt me at any time that you wish. Lord. And I give you praise and honor and glory for that. And Lord, I make my confession over the show right now. I confess over this program that sponsors and partners come into this program, that finances come into this program, that increases in listenership come to this program, Lord. And most importantly, I thank you for souls, people giving their lives to you, Lord God, right here on this radio program. And I give you praise and honor and glory for that this evening, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's open up our Bibles now, folks, to the book of Mark, chapter 16. Mark 16. We're excited about the Word of God. We are excited about the Word of God, aren't we? Why? Because I love what the Word of God has done in my life. Let's see. Maybe one of you listeners at home can beat the miracle man to Mark 16. While you're turning there, I just want to let you know that I want you to be a part of the show. What I mean by that is, you're already a part because you're listening, but I want you to be a participant, not just a spectator. What that means is, when I'm reading the Bible, you go ahead and turn with me to where I say, you know, turn in your Bibles to the book of Luke chapter 6, or whatever I say. We're not going to Luke 6 tonight. I just use that as an example. And then after Mark 16, put a bookmark on Luke 24. Mark 16, Luke 24. Praise God for the Word of God. So when I'm studying, you go ahead and study with me. I pray, you pray. When I sing a song in a little bit, you go ahead and sing if you know the lyrics. If not, just receive. I think that one of you listeners beat me. I'm here now, so let's begin with verse 1 right now. When the Sabbath was over, Now this is on Easter Sunday morning, folks. So when the Sabbath was over, Mary Magdalene, the mother of Jesus, and Salome bought spices so that they might go to anoint Jesus' body. Very early on the first day of the week, just after sunrise, they were on their way to the tomb. And they asked each other, "Who will roll the stone away from the entrance of the tomb?" But when they looked up, they saw that the stone, which was very large, had already been rolled away. As they entered the tomb, they saw a young man dressed in a white robe sitting on the right side. And they were alarmed. Don't be alarmed, he said. You are looking for Jesus, the Nazarene who was crucified. Watch this now. He has risen. He is not here. See the place where they laid him, but go. Tell his disciples and Peter. He is going to head with you into Galilee. There you will see him, just as he told you. Trembling and bewildered, the women went out and fled from the tomb. They said nothing to anyone because they were afraid. Sorry about that pause. I'm just turning the page. So there was just a little notification type thing. Verse 9. When Jesus rose early on the first day of the week, he appeared first to Mary Magdalene, out of whom he had driven 7 demons. She went and told those who had been with him and who were mourning and weeping. When they heard that Jesus was alive and that she had seen him, they didn't believe it. Afterward, Jesus appeared in a different form to 2 of them while they were walking in the country. They returned and reported it to the rest. But they didn't believe them either. Later, Jesus appeared to the 11 as they were eating, and he rebuked them for their lack of faith and their stubborn refusal to believe those who had seen him after he had risen. He said to them, "Go into all the world and preach the good news to all creation. Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved, but whoever does not believe will be condemned. And these signs will accompany those who believe in my name. They will drive out demons. They will speak in new tongues. And when they drink deadly poison, it will not hurt them at all. They will place their hands on the sick, and they will get well." After the Lord Jesus had spoken to them, he was taken up into heaven, and he sat at the right hand of God. Then the disciples went and preached everywhere, and the Lord worked with them and confirmed his word by the signs that accompanied it. Awesome. Let's go to chapter 24, Luke 24. Luke 24. Praise God. Luke 24. Mm-hmm. We're going to begin with verse 1.
Oh, there's a
PSA, public service announcement. Just thought I'd let you folks know there are two sounds that anyone teaching the Word of God likes to hear, especially if you're a pastor. Page is turning. And checks being ripped out of checkbooks. It's pretty funny, don't you think? Page is turning and checks being ripped out of checkbooks. All right. Luke 24. We're going to begin here with verse 1. On the first day of the week, early in the morning, the women took the spices that they had prepared, and they had went to the tomb. They found the stone rolled away from the tomb. But when they entered, they didn't find the body of the Lord Jesus. While they were wondering about this, suddenly two men in clothes that gleamed like lightning stood beside them. In their fright, the woman bowed down with their faces to the ground. But the men said to them, "Why do you look for the living among the dead? He is not here. He has risen. Remember how he told you while he was still with you in Galilee? The Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men. He must be crucified, and on the third day he will rise again. Then they remembered these words. So you see, they had to be reminded. You know, kind of like some of us when we lose our car keys or other stuff and we don't know where we put them. Some of us have to be reminded somehow. All right, verse 9. When they came back from the tomb, they told all these things to the 11 and to all the others. It was Mary Magdalene, Joanna, Mary the mother of Jesus, and the others with them who told this to the apostles. But they did not believe the women because their words seemed to them like nonsense. Peter, however, got up and ran to the tomb. Bending over, he saw the strips of linen lying by themselves. And he went away, wondering to himself what had happened. Verse 13. Now, that same day, two of them were going to a village called Emmaus, about 7 miles from Jerusalem. They were talking to each other about everything that had happened. As they talked, and they discussed these things with each other, Jesus himself came up and walked along with them. But they were kept from recognizing him. He asked them, "What are you discussing together as you walk along?" They stood still. Their faces downcast. One of them, named Caiaphas, asked him, are you only a visitor to Jerusalem? And do you know the things that have happened there in these days? What things, he asked. About Jesus of Nazareth, they replied. He was a prophet, powerful in word, and died before God and all the people. The chief priests and our rulers handed him over to be sentenced to death, and they crucified him. But he had hoped that he was the one who was going to redeem Israel. And what is more, it is the third day since all of this took place. In addition, some of our, hang on for a second, I'm turn the page. In addition, some of our women amazed us. They went to the tomb early this morning, but they didn't find his body. They came and told us that they had seen a vision of angels who said that he was alive. Then some of our companions went to the tomb and found that it was as the women had said. But they didn't see him. He said to them, "How foolish you are, and how slow of heart to believe all that the prophets had spoken. Did not the Christ have to suffer those things and then enter his glory? And beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he explained to them what was said in all the scriptures concerning himself. As they approached the village to which they were going, Jesus acted as if he were going further. But they urged him strongly, 'Stay with us, for it is nearly evening. The day is almost over.' So he went in to stay with them. When he was at the table with them, he took bread, gave thanks, broke it, and began to give it to them. Then their eyes were opened, and they recognized him. And he disappeared from their sight. They asked each other, 'Were not our hearts burning within us while he talked with us on the road and opening the scriptures to us?' They got up and returned at daybreak they returned at once to Jerusalem. There, they found the 11 and those with them assembled together and saying, 'It is true. The Lord has risen. As he has appeared to Simon.' Then the two told what had happened on the way and how Jesus was recognized by them when he broke the bread. Verse 36 now. While they were still talking about this, Jesus himself stood among them and said to them, "Peace be with you." They were startled and they were frightened, thinking they saw a ghost. He said to them, "Why are you troubled? And why do doubts rise in you? Rise in your minds. Look at my hands and my feet. It is I myself. Touch me and see. I have." When he had said this, he showed them his hands and his feet. And while they still did not believe, it, because of joy and amazement, he asked them, "Do you have anything here to eat?" They gave him a piece of broiled fish. And he took it and ate it in their presence. He said to them, "This is what I told you while I was still with you, fulfilled that is written about me in the law of Moses, the prophets, and the Psalms." Then he opened their minds, and they could understand the scriptures. He told them, "This is what is written: the Christ will suffer and will rise from the dead on the third day. And repentance and forgiveness of sins will be preached in his name to all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. They are witnesses of these things. I am going to send you what my Father has promised. But stay in the city until you have been clothed with power from on high." Now this is when he gets taken up. When he had led them out to the vicinity of Bethany, he lifted up his hands and he blessed them. While he was blessing them, he left them and was taken up into heaven. There they worshipped him and returned to Jerusalem with great joy. And they stayed continually at the temple praising God. Now, here's what you'll discover. Let me just check my clock. 7:25, so this is decent. Here's what you'll discover, folks. You just read two different accounts. I'm good like that, huh? And the account of Luke and the account of Mark has some differences. However, the conclusion is the same. Jesus went up into heaven. He was resurrected from the dead 3 days later after he was put on that cross and then put on that tomb. Um, And did you know the same guy who wrote Luke was the same person who wrote Acts? Some of you might not know that. I hope a lot of you do know that. And so this is kind of a little tidbit that the same guy who wrote Luke wrote Acts. But you see, these people, those disciples of his, when they first heard he was risen, the disciples didn't believe. He had to appear to them so they would believe it. And then in the Luke version, he has, he eats a piece of fish with them because they said, because he asks them, you know, do you guys have any food? The one way we might say that is, or here's what he could have said. Even though it might have been wrote in a different way. He might have said, Simon, I'm hungry. Or I might have said, just in general to all of them, do any of you have any food to eat? Or he might have said, what's in the refrigerator? But no, he didn't say that, but that would have been different. He would have. They give him a piece of boiled fish. He ate it there in their presence, in their presence. And then they said, haven't you read the scriptures from the prophets and the Psalms that said how it would happen? You know, he would die and then he would rise from the dead in 3 days and would be taken up into heaven. And then he opened, Jesus opened their minds to the scriptures. And then what happens is they go to the outskirts of Jerusalem, like just outside the city. In Detroit, take this like Detroit as an example. This would be like if they went to like a little field or something like that, just north of 8 Mile. And they went out there. Only this is near Jerusalem. Lifts his hands up, blesses them. You know, and then he's saying a few words to them. And then right after he talks to them, up he goes into heaven. And then after that, those disciples went back to Jerusalem. They went back to the temple and stayed there and praised God continuously. These are people that doubted him. Oh, and by the way, Peter. Oh, Peter, pumpkin eater, had a wife and couldn't keep her. Not that Peter, but Peter of the Peter that was Jesus' disciple. And he denied Jesus 3 times, as he had said, you know, before the rooster crows, two of the books say twice, before that rooster crows twice, you will deny me 3 times. 2 different times this last week. I pointed out all 3 areas 3 times, back to back to back, where Peter denied Jesus. I was like, there's one right there. There's one right there. There's one right there. One, two, three. Rooster crowed. And it was spoken by Jesus that it was going to happen. It says repentance of sin will take place. And when he arose from the dead, when he was ended up in heaven, that secured that covenant that we have with Jesus. Death was arrested. My life began. And a couple of guys at our church last night, before we took communion, they sang a song about that. And it was really powerful. And Jesus paid a price for us when he was on the cross, a debt that we couldn't pay. And before you start thinking, oh, how much money could have it costed? How much money? Was it $100? Was it $200? Was it $300? Was it $3 million? How many house payments was it? It's not that, wasn't that kind of debt. Wasn't that kind of debt. No. It was the prices for our sin. When he died for us. The price of our sin. And he bought at Calvary, when he shed his blood and all that stuff happened and everything happened for us, he didn't buy us permission to just sin, deny God, you know, live however, any way you want. By the way, who cares? What do I care? It's just Jesus. Nope. Jesus died for the remission of our sins and made it so we could repent directly to him. So that we could repent to Jesus. You know, for our sins, if we sin against him, we can repent directly to him. But these ladies, you know, they were looking for him. And the angel appeared to him and he said, you're looking for Jesus? He's not here. He has risen. He has risen. He's not in that tomb no more. He's not on that cross anymore. I thank God he didn't stay a baby. He died on the cross, rose from the grave. That stone was rolled away. And I got a song to sing. That sums this up. Because he lives. Because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, all fear is gone. Because he lives, my sins are forgiven. My life is worth a living cause. Because he lives, because he lives, I can face tomorrow because he lives. All fear is gone because the Lord I know. There's a future. Life is worth the living, all because he lives. I know my Redeemer lives. My Redeemer lives. All creation testifies. But I know my Redeemer, he lives. Now I'm going to change. The ground began to shake. The stone was rolled away. This earthly power could not be overcome. Now death, where is your sting? I resurrect a king, has rendered you defeated forever. His glorified forever, he is lifted high. Forever, he is risen. He is alive. He is alive. I'm going to pick it up again. It's something a little bit faster. Oh, happy day. Oh, happy day, happy day. When Jesus watched, he washed my sins away. He showed me how to teach the gospel. And he showed me how to walk in Jesus' name. Oh, happy day. Happy day, you washed my sin away. Oh, happy day, happy day, I'll never be the same. Forever I am changed when I stand in that place, meeting you, meeting face to face. I am yours, Jesus, you are mine. Earthly cross, perfect peace. Earthly pain, finally will cease. Celebrate, Jesus is alive. He's alive. And oh, happy day, happy day. You wash my sin away. Oh, happy day. Happy day, I'll never be the same. Forever I am changed. Oh, what a glorious day, what a glorious way that you have saved me. And oh, what a glorious day, what a glorious day, yeah. Amen. Thank you. I thank the Lord all the time that, I thank Jesus all of the time for the fact that he washed our sins away from us. Yes, he washed our sins away, and that he saved us. and thank him for what he did for us. But he is now, he's risen, and he is alive. Lord Jesus, I thank you for this word. I thank you that we would all realize everything that Jesus fought for us at Calvary. We thank you for the fact that you are risen. And I just thank you that we would all have faith in you, Lord. And I give you praise and honor and glory for that. In Jesus' matchless name, amen. Amen and amen and amen. All right. Got quite a few. I got quite a bit of sports to talk about. Now, let's start with baseball. Well, since I was here with you last on Wednesday, the Tigers won on Wednesday. They lost on Friday to the White Sox 7-3. And then on Saturday, they did not play at all because it was raining in Detroit all day. So they couldn't play the game. Sunday, 4-3. And their next game is tomorrow, I believe. Unless they play today. I have to look. I forgot. They've still scored, for the most part, less runs than anyone in baseball. And I'm ready to see that change. I'm ready to see them start scoring some more runs. I really am. And the sooner they can do that, the better shape they can be in. That's how I feel about this. So we'll have to wait and see what happens. Okay, now. The Pistons, they are down 0-3 to the Milwaukee Bucks. And from what I understand, Game 3 at Little Caesars Arena was fun for most part, for all that attended. It was very loud the first while of the game. Later on, though, as Milwaukee really turned it on, as they really turned it up, it kind of got in the way a bit and kind of made it harder for Detroit to get back in. I know it's just the way it works sometimes. So they are down 0-3. But I have a prediction. Tonight, now Blake Griffin is back in. He was in Saturday, too, but my hope is that he's feeling a little bit better today. He'll feel a bit more like contributing some more. With that in mind, my pick is the Pistons will win tonight. Score. How did that work? 96. Not feeling like $1 million. 92. Felt like calling Milwaukee walking home, but I thought about that and I decided, well, how about the Bucks? How about the Bucks? You know, $1 million. And so I decided on that. I would love for the Pistons to just really go red hot right now and win three games, boom, 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 and then they go back to Milwaukee game seven, and then me getting to make this prediction. Then instead of calling them not feeling like $1 million, then I'll call them walking home. How'd it work? Whatever. Walking home. Whatever. You know? And unfortunately, though, if the Pistons do not win tonight, they will be walking home. And they can set their tee times for tomorrow morning at 7 o'clock. I don't know where the local golf course opens down there because they're going to be golfing until October. They don't win tonight. But I think Dwayne Casey can get them somewhere so they can start winning playoff games. And hopefully tonight is the first time that they will win one, even though tonight is the only one that I can see them winning. If they win tonight and are somehow able to win game five in Milwaukee, then a good way to look at that would be, you know, they're coming back to Detroit game six, so they could maybe do something. And at least make it a six-game series. But if they don't, they're done tonight. So we'll just have to wait and see what happens. Hockey. Dun, da, dun, dun. Dun, da, dun, dun, dun. Dun, da, dun, dun. Remember that, Rachel? That used to be the power play music that we would all get so familiar with, remember?
Yeah.
I'm ready to start hearing that a whole lot more, to be honest. Because the Red Wings are on the power play. And they're getting ready to score another goal. That's what I'd love to go back to seeing again, believe it or not. I really would. And hearing that voice get so loud like it used to when Red Wings would score a goal. Got your scores! That sounds just like that Joe horn too, doesn't it? And I'm getting ready to hear that a bit more, and here's why. Stevie Yzerman, also known as Stevie Y, he's coming back to Detroit. The man who was team captain for nearly 20 years is coming back to be a general manager. Now, here's what he did. And he has turned a team in the Lightning, in the Tampa Bay Lightning, from a team that was a kind of middle-of-the-road kind of team. Some years they'd make the playoffs, other years they wouldn't, into a team that is now a powerhouse. And now they're doing really, really, really good time and time again. But and unfortunately, I did not watch hockey back in the late 90s. So I would have no recollection of the Russian Five. I remember Stevie Y. He played back in on the 02 team. He did not play on the 08 team, though, who won a Stanley Cup. But I trust Steve Yzerman. I trust that he can get that Red Wings to where they need to be that pride of Detroit, so Detroit can once again fly that flag that says Hockey Town on it, and they can be proud of it. And they can be proud of that accomplishment, be proud of what they've done, be proud of what they're doing, and get back to winning some Stanley Cups again. And I would love to see that. I'd love to see that, you know, come May, the Pistons are in the Eastern Conference Finals. The Red Wings, for the NBA, the Red Wings are in the Eastern Conference Finals for the NHL, both at the same time. Both have home field, have home court and home ice advantage, respectively. I'd love to see that. I really would. My hope is that hopefully in the next few years, we can see that. It would be a lot of fun. Really would. And it could be really great things. And it had been, by the way, two and a half years since the Detroit team at all had made the playoffs. So that drought was broken at least. Hopefully this year someone can win a playoff game. Because I don't think the Red Wings won one when they made it in 2016. I think they got swept out too. Just like the Pistons. Yep. So hopefully the Pistons can win a game tonight. And hopefully the Red Wings can start assembling some playoff teams. Starting with 2020. I should caution you, though. Steve said it's going to take some time. All right. NFL draft predictions for the Lions. I predict the Lions will stick with that 8th draft pick. I think a good defensive lineman could be in order for us. Maybe a good wide receiver for Stafford. And we did improve our prospects a bit with the running game. This next year has to be for Detroit playoffs or bust. It has to be. We make the playoffs or it's done. What do you mean it's done? Well, what I mean is if they don't make the playoffs, this season, 2019 season, they might have to make a decision and decide. Do we want to keep Matthew Stafford and Bob Quinn, Matt Patricia? Do we want to keep what we got going? Or is it time to let some stuff go? Hopefully they can go to 6-10 to like 10-6, 11-5. And mind you, Green Bay's really going to want to do better this year. I think they're going to try as hard as they can to be better. I think they will be better. You got the Bears back with Khalil. The Vikes were 9-7. They're going to want to improve. So it's not going to be an easy division for us. My hope is that we can get in somehow. The best thing that could help us would be to have a great year against divisional opponents. That could really help us in Lambeau and in Detroit. Listeners, and did I mention, folks, the last game of the year is against Green Bay at Ford Field? That'd be fun. I'd love to see that. Detroit is, we'll say, 10-5. Green Bay is, we'll say, 10-5. We'll say the Bears are about a game behind. We'll say Minnesota's another game behind them. 10-5 in Detroit on Sunday, December 29th. Hopefully, it'll be a Sunday night game of the week, as it would be a decision decider. Hopefully, we'd win that game, because then we get to host a playoff game. Detroit gets to host its first playoff game in so many years. And then hopefully, we'd be able to win that playoff game. That's why the draft is important. And hopefully they can get some nice picks. So I would say draft wisely, Bob Quinn. I've heard the jokes, you know, that we'll start getting a lot better once Mrs. Ford sells the team. I wouldn't go that far yet, but after this year, You know who I might be calling for to go? Mrs. Ford. Sell the team.
But
that sell the team thing, that was just a practice on my part. But we'll have to wait and see how it goes. Until next time, God first, God always. So long, everybody, and I will see you tomorrow night.